Slayton Tiger Coach's Corner is brought to you by Tracy Starkey, Farmers Insurance, the City of Slayton, England's Funeral Home, South Plains Veterinary Clinic, Caprock Santa Fe Credit Union, The Feed Bunk, McDonald's, Slayton Independent School District, People's Bank, Bounds Body Shop, Vessels Insurance, Danny's Catering, O.D. Kenny Auto Parts, Centennial Bank, The Muir Agency, Roto-Rooter, Casa de Miguel, Slayton Co-op Gin, Gene Messer, Vermeer, Hearst Farm Supply, Frank Brown, Precision Automotive, United Supermarket, and Warren Cat.
I'm Mark Allen with KSSL Sports. I'm visiting with the head coach of the Slayton Tigers and also the athletic director of the Slayton Tigers, Coach Chad Terry. And we're visiting about this week's ball game and last week's ball game. And boy, Coach, what a game y'all had this past week against Wink.
Yeah, it really was good. Our kids played well. Just excited about the effort that we gave. We had a lot of good performances by lots of kids.
Yeah, and I tell you what, y'all came out the second half. Is that when y'all started tearing them up?
Well, it was kind of an interesting deal. They had showed a split six defense all last year, both scrimmages. Their kids came out in an odd front defense, and so we're trying to make adjustments on the sideline, but we have kids that play both ways, offense and defense, so we're only able to get them two at a time as they're playing, and they did a great job. We had to do a good job, and we just had to get to half. And then third quarter, I thought our kids listened to everything we set at half and made some great adjustments. Thought we played great defensively up front against the run. Only gave up 39 yards rushing for the night. Just excited about what we can do. We're still not where we want to be, but third quarter was really a great performance all the way around.
I know Keith Shields called the ball game, and he reported back and forth to me during the ball game, and he was excited the whole entire time. So it was a great ball game for the first one getting out there. And of course, now y'all are getting ready for Van Horn, and everybody's having to travel to Wink.
Yes, Saturday we're going to head out there, and traveling's good. You got to get your team on the road. You don't get playoff games at home, and that's what we stress when we take these long trips. Learn how to travel against a good team. Van Horn's always got some speed. I do feel like we're a better football team than them. Our kids are ready to go. We're ahead of where we were a year ago, which makes us excited. Our kids are excited. And defensively, we've got to be able to add some things. Coach Robinson and the defensive staff have added a few stunts, a couple blitzes that we weren't able to add until about the fourth or fifth game last year. So we're excited about that progress on that side. And then offensively, we're going to get better up front. We weren't very good up front last Friday against Wink, and we've had some guys really step up in practice this week, and looking forward to getting those guys showcased.
And are you healthy? Is your team healthy right now?
We've got a few injuries. Bryce didn't play a whole lot last week, but he's healthy now, and Terrence McDaniel will probably be out with a knee injury. He's got a little bit of swelling, and we'll hold him out to make sure he's ready to go. But other than that, typical bumps and bruises of football.
So what do you tell these guys for this long trip? You mentioned something. Be ready for the long trip. Learn how to play out of town. What are some specifics that you go through? Because what are we, a 2.5 to 3 hour drive?
It's about 3 hours. We'll get them up on Saturday morning, feed them breakfast. Not going to let them sleep in, sleep around. I try to keep them on a normal routine day because teenagers, if you don't get them up, they'll sleep till
noon. That's right.
And so we'll get them up and do that. We'll pack our stuff here. We'll have a regular send off just like it was a regular game at 2 o'clock. We'll get down to about Andrews. We'll get out. We'll stop. We'll have a snack, get out, go to the bathroom, walk around, spend about 30 minutes making sure we're not dead-legged, pull into Wink about 5:30 and play at 7:30.
Yeah, and it could be hot down there, too.
It will be. The other day we were at practice, and it's been hot this last week, and we just told our kids, Van Horn has practiced in a lot hotter weather than we have, and it will be hot at Wink. They have a beautiful stadium with turf. The turf is always about 15 degrees hotter. So, again, there's a lot of things that are going to be beneficial for us, but the biggest thing is, we get to travel and our kids get a chance to showcase their talents one more time.
So your offense is looking good right now. Your defense is looking good. How's your special teams looking?
Well, I thought that was the play of the game in the third quarter. Terrence returned that kickoff and it gave us a spark. We had some big punt returns. A couple of things that we got to work on, our front on our extra point. Really proud of Omar Flores. We were 6 for 6 on PAT the other night, and we told him all week long, we only kicked 10 last year because we just weren't we weren't stable enough in the kicking game. That's a good weapon to have, and he'll win a game for us this year on a field goal or extra points, and so we're excited about that.
So, Coach, looking forward to the game Saturday. It's going to be fun. Van Horn, Texas. You're going to be actually in Wink taking on Van Horn. How far is Van Horn from Wink? Is that about an hour?
No, we are exactly, both of us are about 160, 165 miles away.
So both folks are having to travel pretty much an equal distance. Well, it's going to be a great ball game. Looking forward to listening to it, and I might even be there at it with Keith Shields, who's calling the game, the play-by-play for KSSL. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. We appreciate all you guys do for us.